This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we can go against God's will just to fit in. In this series, we're talking about embracing God's will and sometimes how we can miss the mark. Recently, I was reading in 1 Samuel where the Israelites were comparing themselves to their neighboring countries. They noticed that these neighboring countries all had kings, so they wanted their own king. Even though God was their divine king who had delivered them time and time again, they still wanted a human king to fit in among their neighbors. It's the classic case of trying to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. So God granted the Israelites' wish, and Saul became their king. Now, Saul starts out as a pretty decent king, but over time, he begins to reveal his true colors. He ends up putting the Israelites in harm's way because he disobeys God's command and ultimately goes against God's will. Now, even though God granted the Israelites' wish to have a king, he knew their desire to fit in with their neighboring countries would not turn out well for them. What might you be pursuing today that will allow you to fit in, but it may not turn out well for you in the long run? And deep down, you know it. You sense that this is not God's will, at least at this time in your life. As you might be on the fence about which way to go, carry these words on your heart. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Psalm 32:8. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, ignore that desire to fit in and embrace God's will.